Our guest analyst this afternoon, Tom Lilja with Progressive Ag Marketing. Tom, kind of a quiet, flat market here today.
You know, really the big news was weekly crop condition ratings coming out. Kansas was down about 2% in the good to excellent category, but Texas and Oklahoma were up fairly well, 4 or 5% from the week before. So kind of looked like overnight trade last night would have opened lower. But what's keeping that, the Brazil president, Bolsonaro, he's meeting with Trump today. They are considering some reductions in U.S. tariffs, particularly on wheat. So that seems to be keeping the market from going negative here on the day. Private analysts left Brazil corn production unchanged and did increase Argentina corn production by a million metric tons. That same private analyst also left soybean production unchanged for both Brazil and Argentina. So kind of a ho-hum day. There wasn't any big news in the grain complex. The livestock complex, on the other hand, was very, very volatile on the day.
That's for sure, especially that hog market. We saw that with triple-digit gains, triple-digit losses, and then we're going to end up close to unchanged again.
Yeah, the UN Food Organization advised Vietnam to declare a national emergency regarding African swine fever outbreaks. It's just all over the board. We've got a lot of Midwest flooding here. That's supporting the cattle complex. I know the fat cattle, they had reached some new contract highs here earlier. They were up about $1.40, then they reversed. They looked like they were going negative, and we saw some late buying come in there to keep things in the green for the day. But overall, you know, you kind of sit here and you think, well, maybe it's acting a little toppy. But there are some factors that are supporting this market. And spring flooding disruptions are one of them.
Yeah, that's for sure. And we're not done with those yet. I mean, we still be talking about this next week at this time.
Yeah, the weather is showing a little warm here for the week, but then you look at the 6 to 10 day and they're talking more moisture coming in over that time frame. So it looks like cattle could be hanging around.
Yep, that's for sure. Anything else we need to be talking about?
Quiet day in the crude oil. Other than that, the metals markets were pretty firm on the day.
Tom Wilja at Progressive Ag Marketing.